Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Veronica Entwistle. God. Squirrel Rourke.
Well, you really did get zapped.
I am so out there, it's not even funny. Sorry, Squirrel.
Okay. I don't mind. I like Veronica. I'll be Veronica tonight.
That's fine. It's just, we just talked, so this is really very funny.
It's so fun. That's so fun. Anyway, hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Tonight's show. And lots of things have come up that since this went out. So, all about the spring equinox, and the fact that I was, when I wrote this, really humbled by everything I felt and saw. We've waited, prayed, meditated, healed, and yet there's a quality of humility as I see the changes afoot. This last week has been strange, difficult, emotional, intense, and yet something wonderful happened. There's finally a feeling on the morning of the spring equinox that we crossed some imaginary line. Into a new world, a world of more kindness with new hope and a feeling of lightness. Come join us tonight as we talk about the changes and challenges we've experienced, and for those who hit a wall of hopelessness, we've crossed over into something wonderful, filled with hope for a new future that we've been talking about ad nauseum. And I have to say, when I wrote this, I had no idea what was going to come. So also, the team's going to work with us to open us to these wonderful changes and the light. And Squirrel, I know you've got an astrology report.
Well, the astrology has been, you know, very shifting, as you know, with the spring equinox, and the sun is now in fiery Aries after being in sort of languid Pisces. So it starts things off on a really big note, and it's the beginning of the astrological year. That's in astrology. It's the spring equinox in Aries. If you read astrology, you'll notice that Aries is always listed first, and that's the reason. It's the beginning. It's the sun on the Aries point. So from what I've read, if you've been hoping to summon more energy to achieve your goals, you'll have it now. This is a wonderful time to start a new project or embark on a new journey. And as the week starts to wrap, as we go into the end of this week, which we're almost there, there are some very energetic cosmic vibes around thanks to Venus. Over the next 16 hours or so, we have a rush to get our outer image in order and all spruced up. Venus reflects beauty, and it's not necessarily love, it's beauty of your home, of yourself, your surroundings. So if you have been feeling an urge to reassess and fine-tune the way you physically present you, are wondering, are you the same inside as out? So this is a good time to do that. And we are supported with any changes we need to make that are well overdue. So just run with it. follow your first instinct right now, which means act without resisting, and you won't be steered wrong.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. Thank you.
It seems like we're trying to be steered in some direction, does it not?
It does. It's about time.
Or zapped into some direction, whatever. Go on.
Okay. So I wrote Wednesday morning very early is when I write the show titles. I always know I'm going to wake up with there's been some meeting with the team, and, you know, it's just there. So early Wednesday morning, I wrote the announcement for tonight's show. But the night before, I was laying in bed, and an energy came sweeping over me that was beyond intense. And it's interesting because Tuesday I'd spoken to several people who had very intense energy experiences on Monday night. And Squirrel, you had one. Talk a minute about what you experienced.
It was unlike anything I'd ever experienced that I could remember. And it was I had a restless night, not sleeping well, you know, every hour looking at the clock. And then around 4 o'clock, I was lying on my back, which is unusual for me. I'm a side sleeper. And I could feel my thighs being held down and my shoulders being held down, not in an aggressive way, just that there was pressure there. And then there was this intense, burning, searing energy into my solar plexus. And it startled me up. That's why I know that they must have had to hold my shoulders down. But I just remember feeling that it was just so painful and startling. And I just remember thinking, you're hurting me. And then it just sort of subsided and went away, and then I fell asleep. So there was some amnesia after that, but it was intense, and it was definitely in my third chakra.
And what did you tell me you thought it was?
I thought it could be igniting some crystals that were placed, had been placed in our chakras, and this was an activation of that crystal. I don't know really what it was, but that came to me. You thought it might be DNA changes and openings. But I woke
right.
up in the morning, remember looking, was there anything like searing on my chest? Like, well, did I get a tattoo last night or what's there? I don't know. So, nothing was there. Nothing obvious. Nothing
well,
obvious.
Bonnie gets inoculations.
Okay.
And,
you mean like in her arm or something? Or
No, they're on her inside her hip.
Okay.
Down by the crack of her leg, and they're very, she finally sent me a picture of them. This one was quite interesting looking. It looked like an inoculation that, you know, sometimes they'll blister up and then they heal. And, but she gets them fairly often and they're always at exactly the same place.
Hmm.
But I had several people on Monday night who had very intense experiences. At one point, you felt that they were also lifting old anger out of you. And
yeah, well, just being the solar plexus, I thought maybe that's what they were working on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, at any rate, Tuesday night, you know, after hearing what everybody had, I didn't really think anything of it. I just know that, you know, when we're getting visits and there's more than one, something's going on. My visit Tuesday night really was beyond anything I've had before. I had one other one that was very intense. I knew I was going aboard ship, and it came in at my left hip, and it was like an electrocution, but it stayed. It centralized where I was feeling it. It didn't move out. This time, it was like light electrocution. And it was so intense that my feet were burning and my legs were bouncing all over. And I thought, there is no way I'm ever going to sleep. And I was hot and so uncomfortable. And I'm thinking, normally I get in bed and I'm out. I couldn't sleep. And then all of a sudden, boom, I was out. I was taken out. There's a difference, you know, when you're taken out. Because when you're that uncomfortable, you don't normally go to sleep.
You're right.
So I awakened Wednesday morning, equinox, and I attributed it to the equinox. I thought, well, you know, wow, one powerful equinox. I can hardly wait to hear what everybody experienced. Well, nobody had anything on Tuesday night. It all happened to them on Monday night. And but I woke up with this, which has happened before, when I've had a really intense visit, I wake up with this incredible sense of love and of joy and of peace. And I was very emotional, teary-eyed, sensitive, and I felt as though everything were different and that I had had this incredible vision, but I didn't know what the vision was. So, but I, other than I knew that there was a new world, a new, something was very new. And so last night, I was so fascinated by this. Needless to say, I haven't had a lot of sleep this week. Last night, I received an email from one of our dear people, Janet Finley. Now, Janet attended both the intensives in 2010, including the opening of the Stargate on 10-10-10. And we had had a session on Tuesday, the 19th, this week. And I think she's another one that had something intense on Monday night. And it was very powerful. When I got her email, it was just before bed, and I just burst into tears. The opening of the Stargate, for those of you who may be tuning in new to this show, there were two major intensives that we did in 2010. And the opening of the Stargate was, I knew this was something I came to do, and that everybody that was there was exactly supposed to be there. And it was spectacular. It was really beyond words. But here's Janet's email, and Janet's been working with us for quite some time. Hi, Jackie and team. My experiences and insights, beginning with my power retrieval session yesterday, have been truly amazing. Prior to my session, I was feeling frustrated, had pain in my solar plexus and heart chakras the night before, and was filled with great uncertainty for the certain day world events, current day world events, and the failures of past life attempts to make changes happen. Not anymore. I am in awe of the orchestration by the team and you for what is happening. The 10-10-10 Stargate opening was wondrous. We projected our love for Mother Earth at the Federation meeting. Now, she's talking about the Federation of Worlds and all the associations and councils in the universe. This was kind of the culminating experience. However, I was personally taken aback as they appeared to show no emotion or compassion for who we were and what we wanted. We left, and that appeared to be it. During my session yesterday, an amazing thing happened. At first, a member of the Federation came forward and apologized for not listening. Now, I want you to understand, too, the team is not, during power retrievals, you're seeing, you're experiencing, the team is holding the energy. So it's not the team telling people what it is, it's people having their own experience, which makes it, to me, so much more powerful and empowering. At first, a member of the Federation came forward and apologized for not listening and giving assistance in the past, that if they had listened, things could have been much different for us on Earth today. He came forward and was soon on his knees, followed by throngs of members of his race for as far as I could see. They, too, were soon on their knees, and he was followed by another Federation member from another galactic race and all its members. And so it went for most of the day as I checked in, watching race after race come forward. The goddess and her love was so present over everyone. My heart was filled with joy. Two or three times yesterday, I heard the words from 1 Corinthians 13:1. There seemed to be a theme coming from them. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. We have no idea the impact we made here on Earth with our ability to love. The Federation was awakened that day on 10-10-10, and we knew it was big, but we had no idea just how big. Our voices are being heard, and all those beings are so grateful to us. Yes, change is happening in a big way. This morning, I was awakening in my mind's eye. I saw a young deer in a forest clearing, and I heard a loud horn blow. The deer heard it and looked up in jubilation with a knowingness that something had happened. It isn't just us, but the animal kingdom, too, that is sensing a change. Blessings to you all, Janet. So I wrote Janet back, and I was, of course, crying. This is a really big deal for me. And once I got myself together, I wrote her and asked if I could use her email on the show because it was so filled with hope, and her response was this: yes, of course you may share this on the show. I, too, have been filled with love and gratitude all day, teary too. I'm not in overwhelm, but close to it with love. My chakras are buzzing, especially my crown. I haven't had a session that has had so much impact on me. This is so big. We have so much support from everywhere. One of the things that has hit me the most is the number of beings. And the number of beings seated at the Federation table on 10-10-10 went on beyond what we could visibly see, and they were only the representatives of their respective races. Then you multiply that by thousands or millions of each race, kind of mind-boggling, and they heard us. A little background for everybody. Again, for recent listeners who missed what we did on 10-10-10. It was a two-day intensive, and as a group, we went before the High Council of Andromeda. High Council of Sirius, these were all separate events. We also faced the Draconians, which required that we face our fear and our own shadow as well. Prior to meeting with the Federation of Worlds, together with all of the councils, associations, and federations in the universe. It sounds impressive, I know, but it was an experience that none of us will ever forget. Even Spielberg would be hard-pressed to top it, and I do mean that. I mean, it was... And everybody saw the same thing. I think that was the... My granddaughter and my son were both there, and they had identical experiences, and it shocked both of them. And honestly, it was so powerful that I spent the majority of the next year kind of pacing myself back together. I was down a good part of the year. I had five surgeries. And I don't think anything could prepare me for what I faced. But, well, the good news is that I lived. But I also understood in doing that intensive, in order to bring through the energies and also be able to bring all these energies together, for me, it was my greatest challenge. And I also knew it was what I came here to do. And, or at least one of the things. So I also realized that my visit corresponded to Janet's experiences. And which makes me really excited about the sessions and the work with increased support for all of us. This is really big stuff. As they said, had they paid more attention, they could have been more proactive and we would be in a different situation today. So, and please understand that with the team, our work is to prepare all of you to step out, to get launched into your great work. And this is, you know, it's our agreement, all of us, that we would come together. And the exciting part is that it's going to be enhanced by many more beings. And my personal gratitude is beyond words. And my excitement that the courage of everyone who attended that Stargate opening contributed to this. So I thank you all. We are all in this together. And for those that did dismiss us or didn't believe that Earth was ready, but now see that they were mistaken and will join with the team to help us move more quickly into our work and our wonder and our mission. To healing the lineage that's held us back, to heal our hearts and the human damage, because Earth is a tough place. believe me. And it's easy to forget who you really are here. And then there's that, you know, that tricky amnesia thing that I think we were all convinced we'd come in and remember. And I really didn't think that we'd have to go through that. But it's birth. And along with birth comes taking on the human experience, the human history and the human lineage. And it just comes with the territory. For all of you star beings, it's a load, okay? It's really a load. And it's easy to get lost here, really easy to buy into the emotions, to the different opportunities, you know, love, children, career, drama. God knows I've had my share of drama. I have one of those magnet things on my refrigerator. It's there because it's red. It goes with, but it says drama queen, and I was telling Bonnie that I have it up there to remind myself not to be one. And she said, well, don't let your subconscious take that in. Put a big circle on it with a slash across it.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
I thought that was so funny. At any rate, the equinox for me felt like such a huge turning point. And I now really have a better understanding why. And I'm so excited for everyone because it means we have so much more help, more than we could have imagined. And, you know, I have a dear friend, Lane, who went to the airport three different times during that intensive because she was concerned about whether or not I'd be able to hold the energies through all of it because it really was intense. And the last time she went to the airport, she went with no luggage at all, and she was ready to get on a plane. And so to come and support, and she was definitely there. She said, Jackie, nobody walked out. They all listened. And the reason we went before the different councils, before we went to the Federation, was to show respect because the Andromedans, the Syrians, even the Draconians, because they do represent our shadow side, okay? And there was something about the courage to face that that needed to be done in order to go before the Federation. It gave us more credibility. It was really big. And I cannot even put into words how excited I am about this. So, and Squirrel, I know you've got, you have one question, honey?
Two, tonight.
You have two questions, okay.
Yes.
And, you know, as far as the crystal thing, ask the team. I think, you know, I think anything is possible. You know, I've come to the conclusion, anything is possible. And the other conclusion I've come to is no matter how much I think I know nothing.
So you're just learning new things.
No, I think the beginning of wisdom is to recognize and be absolutely blank every day so that you
really start with because, that blank slate and
yeah, what was true yesterday may not be true tomorrow. Lazarus, many years ago, said, everything we've taught you up to this point may not be true. Be ready to change your beliefs tomorrow. That always stuck with me. And because at one level everything is true, at the next level it may not be. That's the interesting part of being on Earth. Also the confusing part. Okay, I'm definitely going to go into it.
Maybe that's when amnesia comes in handy.
Lord. All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. So what are channels trying to say? Is that a wise person truly recognizes that they don't know anything. And a person who thinks they know everything knows nothing. So we'll clarify for her, because she's going to screw that up one way or the other. All right. Well, we're very excited about tonight, about your discoveries and your experiences. Squirrel, we can feel you churning with questions, which we will get to. And we know you so well. Never without a question. That's why we love you. All right.
Thank you.
And our channel, who asks no questions, all right, unless it's for someone else, which we find very interesting, but that's, she just goes on faith, and plus she doesn't have the capacity anymore. All right, let's get to the questions. Then we're going to talk a little bit about some of what's going on. And then Squirrel will let you ask some questions and then go from there. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Squirrel.
Okay, so this first question comes from Yolanda, and she writes, "Dear team, I am humbled by all that I see, the spring of equinox. Does that mean that I will be experiencing a better life in every aspect of my life from now on, since we are stepping into a new world? Will I experience a world of more kindness with new hope and a feeling of lightness? With all my love and gratitude, Yolanda."
Oh, dear Yolanda. All right. Yes, that potential exists for all of you. Now, Yolanda, in your case, all right, we encourage you to go to Bonnie's website and work, all right, with the tools that she's given about changing core beliefs. We know that you're working a lot with this, and we see the transformation that you've been going through. And the potential, as it's always been there for you, to have the life of your dreams. And this is true for all of you. Really pay attention to the beliefs that are getting in the way of you creating the life of your dreams. Now, you've got the tools to go in and change the beliefs. It's not your conscious beliefs that are getting in the way as much as your subconscious beliefs. Now, this is the reason Bonnie told the channel to take the drama queen thing down. All right? Now, because you don't want to feed your subconscious information that can be used negatively, where it's taking it in from a neutral perspective. But to change your core beliefs will change your world. Remember that everything is a projection and a reflection of your relationship with mom and dad and your beliefs. The deep core beliefs, all right? Your beliefs about God and Goddess, your beliefs about men and women, beginning with mom and dad. But they're formulated there. If daddy left your family and abandoned you, at a subconscious level, you believe that men will abandon you, that God has abandoned you, and you're going to attract men who will abandon you one way or the other. They'll either have affairs or do whatever, which is a form of abandonment, or die. That's how deep these core beliefs are. If you believe at some deep level, based on the dark laws of your family, the model that they gave you, that life's a struggle, and you walk around all day long doing affirmations, life is easy, life is good, life is easy, at the subconscious level, from these dark laws that you grew up with, that are sitting and the subconscious is that life is a struggle. If you don't change that core belief, all the mantras, all the affirmations aren't going to change your life. The tools are there. They're on her website. Go work with them. We have people that are doing that. Their lives are changing like this. Her new book that's coming out, The Map, more tools. Wondrous tools about reality creation. Now, we have great faith in you, dear one. But remember, your job is to clean up your beliefs and to clean up your lineage. That's what we've been working on. For those of you that have very strong lineage going back, and it doesn't matter, we have some that are the, what you call Heinz 57s, but we work with a lot of people that have very strong lineage going all the way back of a specific nationality. And so you really hold the story and the struggle of that nationality through your family lineage, all the way back to the beginning of time. As star beings, it's too heavy for you. And this is the familial chain of pain that has kept everybody captive in the incarnational cycle. For you star beings that came in, it's easy to get hooked into it and not get out. In your case, Yolanda, we know you will. Can you look for things to be different? Yes. But do the work. Do the work. And know that we love you and know that there's more help available now. All right, squirrel, something else.
Yes, this question is from Aisha, and she asks, when someone feels they have healed spiritually, how can the spiritual healing be converted into healing of the body? Thank you.
All right. Healing is a very complex issue. Again, we're going to send you back to Bonnie's website. Go in and heal beliefs. And lineage. We can't emphasize that one enough. Because remember, and there are many of you like this, that spiritually you get it. Mom and Dad didn't mean to do this or that, and you know, my boyfriend, my husband, my wife, my girlfriend didn't mean to do this or that. My brother that killed my cat, you know, didn't know any better. I forgive. However, because you're able to rise above, okay, and intellectually say, I understand, I forgive them, doesn't necessarily mean that you're healed. That's a difficult one for some people to assimilate. Sometimes you're so spiritually advanced, you're no earthly good. Now, we don't mean that unkindly, because there's work that comes with it. You have a construct of human consciousness. You're born into it. When you understand that, and you go to work, and we mean work, and you say, you know what, I'm going to get to the bottom of everything that holds me back. What's my belief about health? what's my belief about my body? If I change my beliefs about my body, can my body heal? Yes, it can. Are there other factors? There can be, yes. However, go in and work on your beliefs. Your beliefs create your reality. They spin out of your mind and create a hologram that appears to be very real for you, including your body. Your emotional body, remember this, everyone. When you go into a past life regression, you go right back to a big emotional imprint. Okay? Emotions are real. They're what create soul growth. The challenges, the reasons you come to Earth to have these challenges, to figure them out, to work with it, although, and we want you to know this, it was never supposed to be this difficult. And now tools are on the earth to assist you to truly heal, and not only heal this lifetime, but all lifetimes. And the lifetimes of your family, and the people you do these power retrievals with, the people that you include. But first, begin with you, okay? We have someone that we've worked with for years, dear Michael. And Michael took to heart Bonnie's work, and he went in and started working with the tools on her website to change core beliefs. And during a power retrieval, we showed him where the reflection and projection, you see, of the masculine out into the world includes money, abundance, corporations, banking, all right, politics, people in authority, doctors, dentists, etc. Interestingly enough, all right, he really got it, that the problems that he was having in the banking industry, it was in the mortgage business, were directly related to father. All right? Not because father was a bad guy, but father had certain things that he did and didn't do. It translated out into Michael's world. Subconscious beliefs. And he went in and started changing core beliefs about men, about dad, about authority figures, about money, about success, all related to the masculine. And things turned around for him overnight. Overnight. This is exciting. And for the first time in his life, he feels truly empowered because he has the tools to change his life. Life doesn't happen to him, it happens through him. And he now owns that. He's not afraid of life or of any experience he has, because he understands that it originates from him. Aisa, go in and work also with your child and adolescent. Do some healing work with them. Be their advocate. Meet with them meditatively. Listen to what they have to say. What their struggles are. They exist in time and space. Very important in your case to work with your child and adolescent. because if your child and adolescent aren't happy, they can make you sick. And maybe that's what they did when they were young. Rather than deal with a life that they felt was too difficult, they internalized it, which is what a lot of very spiritual people do. They internalize it because they feel that they understand it so well, so they never get to the deep emotions attached to it, validate those very raw feelings because it's not spiritual. But you must remember, you're a human. You have to deal with the human emotions. And if you don't, they're going to show up in your body. That's the way it works. Also, parental imprints. If you have sick parents, grandparents, etc., look at your family lineage. Look at the diseases that they have. You'll find, usually, if you go back to mom and dad, grandparents on both sides, siblings, you'll begin to see a puzzle piece come together. Ah, this is what my family's about. Look at all the heart stuff and cancer over here. We love you, Aisa. Go do some work with Bonnie's website. Get to the real emotions also, dear one, and work with your child and adolescent. They're waiting for you. The only person that can help them is you, because there really is no time. Go visit them. Tell them you're their future self, and tell them that you've come from the future to assist them, that you won't let them down. Give them whatever they need. If they need new parents, give them new parents. It's okay. Your parents won't know. All right. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. We want to thank all of you for your commitment to growth, your commitment to change, your trust in us. We know when you call us in. We know after the shows. That's the reason that we offer that every week. Every experience you have with us is co-creative. What you bring to it is as important as what we bring to it. If you open your heart and come from love, willingness, not trying to give us your power, but saying, look, I want to change. I want to grow. I want to remember who I really am. I intend to do that. And I thank you for your assistance. Not that we need to be thanked. But that comes out of love and compassion. You're going to have greater experiences than somebody who says, look, I'm tired of suffering. You guys need to fix me. Think about that. There are many stories in your Bible. Not all of them are true, but a lot of them about Yeshua, the one that you know as Jesus, the Christed one. And people came to him with open hearts, always. It was in his energy field. He created that space by his mere presence. We are not physical in the same sense that you are. We're of a much higher frequency. Some of you have seen some of our group, but some of you have not. But people who have come with their hearts open always have powerful experiences because it's co-creative. You're open and receptive to receiving more when you come from a place of love. Remember that. And the love that you brought on 10-10-10 to all the associations and federations and all the representatives of all the different races that were present. And there were more than any of you could take in, and you knew that. But the one thing that you brought together was love. Open hearts. You came from a place of respect, and you said, look, we need your help. We want to open a stargate to accelerate the shifting of planet Earth. And so you were observed by many different races. Some out of curiosity, and some who were touched, even a little. And now, there's been a softening and a willingness to assist in your transformation of humanity, of human consciousness, of the planet. Now, this also coincides with the lifting of the quarantine of planet Earth. They're paying attention more than you can imagine. In dear Janet's email where she talked about the animals, she was right. It's creation, you see. And everything on Earth is connected to everything else. You're as much connected to a flower as you are to an animal, to water, to air. There's a reason why your body becomes dust and returns to the earth. You're an entire ecosystem. And you are worth helping. And you've proven it. Even to those that doubt it. It is your capacity to love. And your respect. And your courage. That got the attention of many. Who until that time couldn't be bothered, honestly. And certainly you can understand, even reading your own media, all the things that are going on your planet, your governments can't get along. It's a big job, everyone. That's why your hybrid races were created, to be the bridge, because they can enter your polluted world and not die. See, it's easy to judge a planet. They can't even clean up the planet. They're contaminating it, they're killing it. But there are many other factors on Earth. You didn't want intercession. And enough of you as a collective said, no, don't intercede yet. Let us do this. We can do this. Help us, yes. Intercede, no. Tell us how to do everything, land and do it all, no. Too many people are looking for that. And when that happens, the species doesn't evolve the same way. You're setting a precedent, making a map that's never been made before. And there will be many more that will assist now. You're going to find that there's going to be more acceleration in your growth. But you have to show up and do it with respect, do it with love, do it with openness and appreciation. If you had a problem at your home and a neighbor came across the street and said, let me help you with this problem, the flooding in the basement, whatever, you'd be very appreciative and cordial and kind. Thank you, my friend, for helping me in this time. Not egocentric. Remember that as you interact with different beings. And that will be happening. We promise you. All right, Squirrel, you've got some questions.
Well, speaking of the body, earlier in the broadcast, the channel and I were talking about having experiences, my Monday night, hers was Tuesday, of feeling some strong energy zaps to our bodies. Would you be able to explain that a little bit more?
Well, each one of you are totally different. We won't compare it to the channel because the channel's work is different, Squirrel.
Okay.
We'll address yours.
I thought I'd ask for her because she won't ask.
All right. We'll just say that she is being upgraded and integrated. All right. To go further, to be able to handle more, which is going to be required with the additional races that are coming in. If not, she wouldn't be able to handle the frequencies and she would burn out.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
Now, you have a question about you.
Yes. My solar plexus was zapped Monday night, where it was sort of a searing, really hot sensation.
All right.
And I could feel that I was being held down while that was happening. Not held down harshly, but just secured so I wouldn't probably jump out of my skin or the bed. What was
all right,
that about?
That's all right. Hold on. All right. Generally speaking, you're not held by another being. There is energy employed to hold you so that you don't hurt them or yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Energetic restraints?
Energetic, yes. Restraints, yes. Generally, you're many people feel immobilized when they're being worked on.
Okay.
Now, the channel was not immobilized, all right? We know she'll cooperate, all right? However, let's take a look at you. All right. First of all, let us explain something to you. It's very important for all of you to hear this. You are multidimensional beings. Because you're using such a small percentage of your brain, you look for linear answers. Ah, it's this, or it's that. And in many cases, it's this and that, or this, that, or layers of this, that, this, that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a couple of layers, all right?
Okay.
One, all right, liver. Your liver needed repair. This is due to, all right, issues around the masculine that you've carried, not only in this lifetime. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. So that's one part of it. Two, the chakra itself, all right, was out of balance. It was wobbly looking, all right? You've had a series of events in your life that where you went through a lot of loss of power, or you perceived it as such. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, it also impacted the chakra. And when the chakra is impacted and you've got some liver stuff going on, all right? Both of those needed to be corrected.
Great.
All right.
Great.
All right. What else? You have another question. We can feel it.
Well, I've got lots of other chakras. I'm just kidding.
Well, that one happened to be the most
important. I did. I thought maybe it had something to do with anger issues. But, okay, well, we're...
Go on.
This has to be really
but you have another question. You have another question as it relates to this. What is it?
Well, actually, it was more about the changes on the planet, and just a couple of things was that...
Oh, no, no.
I don't
go
know.
Back. Go back. Go back. Go back.
Go back to... We're running out of
all
time.
All right. You wanted
back.
To... You asked the channel, was this about, even on the show... Was this about crystals? Crystals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good. Thank you for reminding me. Yes. What is it? An activation of a crystal that had been implanted in
the
chakra.
All right. Now, some of you had crystals implanted in your chakras in some work that you did with us.
Right.
Okay? Now, what happens to those crystals, when they're taking on so much, they get overloaded, don't they? And then they need to be reactivated, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in answer to your question, were they reactivated and cleared? Yes.
Super.
All right.
That's exciting, yes.
All right. Well, you wanted the whole answer. We weren't going to let you off the hook here. All right.
You're so sweet, but we have to say goodnight, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. All right.
But thank
everyone.
You.
All right. We would like to work with all of you to open you up to even more possibilities. Now, again, this is not about giving away your power. If you give away your power, it's not going to work. If you embrace assistance as a co-creative experience for the overall good, of humanity, your planet, and the universe. That's a totally different frequency. Do you feel the difference? Squirrel, do you feel the difference in that?
Oh, completely. It's lovely. All right.
That's the frequency we encourage you to come from. We would like to work with you tonight to help you to get in touch with that in a very big way. And to know that you can be intimate, by sending out a frequency that carries those energies. Now, when we say intimate, we're not talking sex. We're talking intimate, which is a totally different thing. Intimate in terms of opening doors. Opening doors. Not as martyrs. Not as self-sacrificers. But as those who are ready to step into their power to be of greater assistance, to do their great work, and to embrace their experience on Earth with more love, more joy, more fun, and still at the same time be of great assistance to others. Because by being in those energies, you are assisting others. Remember that we love you all. We are thrilled to know that there's more assistance for your entire planet, for Earth, as well as humanity, and all of creation on your planet, including the animals, which are a part of you, help hold resonance for all of you. We hope that you honor them. We love you all so very much, and until we speak with you again in this format, and to you, dear squirrel, as well, namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
All right, everyone, I don't know if we're on or off. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk with you next week. Squirrel, I love you.
Love you too, Jackie. Good night, everyone.